Okay, guys, welcome along to our post game. Obviously, same rules of play. We have some reporters joining us virtually, so we will get to those guys in due course. But first, we'll take some questions from the room for the big man, and we will kick off proceedings. So, hands in the air in the room first, and then we'll go. Charlie, off you go.
Good, thanks, Peter. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. You know, it was a pretty good game with like chances at both ends, but you know, we seem to find the net. What did you maybe make of a game like that? What was it like up there?
You know, I think both teams knew what was on the line today. So I think for that fact, there was actually a lot of chances in this match. No one could score in the end. I think it was, from what I remember, pretty even, to be honest. Like, both teams had good chances. And yeah, it was definitely an intense game. And in the end, it's 1 point. We came here for more, obviously, today because of the situation on the table. But it's what it is. Now we have to focus on the next game.
York, you know, a team that's always been pretty good from set pieces, but yourself as a centre back, do you feel like you guys kind of did pretty well with keeping those away today?
You know, I think well, in the last one they almost caught us, which got me mad a little bit. But we got away with it. Of course, they have some strong guys in the air, and I think we dealt with it fairly well today. There was some situations where we could have done better, but in the end they didn't get anything. So I think that's a positive.
Any more questions in the room for Big Man?
Hi.
Hey.
There was a lot of chances in the game, as you were saying. So how does the team take this result? You know, you're still in the fight for the playoff spot. So do you take this as getting 1 point from here, or giving away 2 points, given the fact that you generated a lot of chances throughout the game?
Well, I think in the end we have to look at ourselves and say that we should have probably taken 3 points today. Just that should be what we're looking for. But I also give credit to York; they played well and they had their chances too. Like, it could have went either way in the end. And I think we just have to now focus on scoring those chances and keep defending well, like we did today. And for the most part, I mean, a clean sheet's always nice for a defender. But in the end, we came here for 3 points, and we leave now a bit frustrated, of course.
Were you happy with how well your sort of backup goalie played today? Just coming in and playing after so many games with Oxner.
Yeah, I think he's done an exceptional job. Very good on the ball. He's had some good saves. You know, he's still finding his feet as well. He's a young guy. Of course, there's nerves involved. You know, this is his third game now. He's playing fast, I think, and I think he's done exceptionally well. And you know, we try to help him in any way we can, but he's maturing as the game is going, and I think it's very good to see for us that he can bring that to the team as well.
Any other questions in the room for Pete? Okay, Nate, let's go to the virtual aspect. Oh no, we're good. Yeah, Pete, you're good to go.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Well done, bud.
Flights not till late.
Okay, guys.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
We'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll go to our virtual reporters if there's any questions for Stephen Hart. So, hands in the air, we'll get started. Charlie.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good to see the face in person. you know, it felt like a game with a lot of chances at both ends, but neither team was able to find the net. Just what are you? Maybe your thoughts on the performance and why maybe you weren't able to find the net?
That's the last part of your question I can't answer. We had planned to come and try to put them under pressure early, try to get an early goal or two, and I certainly think we had the chances to do that. You never know how they would react if that had occurred. But no team dominates for 90 minutes, and we knew at some point they would have their period of domination, and fortunately they didn't score either. I'll have to see the game again, but I certainly thought we had the clearer chances. But you know, really and truly, I can't answer why they weren't scored.
Peter was saying just now that it felt kind of like a game where the teams both sort of knew what was at stake, knew that they're kind of competing against each other, and that maybe, you know, you're afraid to make mistakes. Did it feel like maybe the stakes were kind of, you know, part of the factor there?
I didn't think that until the second half of the second half. You know, then everything became really cautious. They stopped, you know, stopped pushing Abzi forward. Everybody, you know, started to play more measured. I mean, Petrasso and them came on. They lively things up a little bit and took us a little while to get adjusted. But even with that, we had two chances in the opening of the second half. And then the chance that Salta had. But, yeah, it was just... You know, I can't tell you why we didn't score, but I felt we did enough to come away with a result.
Thank you, Charlie. Robin.
Well, we just had heard a few days ago that Max Ferrari was like player of the week for the first York player that's ever won. Was there some strategy you used today to ensure that next week they'll say, did he even play?
No, not really.
No,
we were really surprised. You know, I mean, let's be honest. A lot of these players are tired. They're playing every 2-3 days and flying and playing. And I know my players are. So we have to be, you know, we have to be cautious of that. I left out 2, maybe 3 starters today just to give them as much rest, minute rest as possible. And Johnson, Ferrari, Verhoeven, Abzi, I mean, at some point they're going to feel it, you know. It's just human nature.
And your leading scorer Morelli, you kept him on the bench until later too. That was, you know, just not an injury, but just the resting him, let's say.
Well, he picked up a little bit of a niggling little thing during training, and
okay.
We just thought we'd try and manage his time. If needed, we'd bring him on, you know.
Any other questions in the room for Mr. Hart? Okay, mate, if we can go to the virtual part of the press conference.
All right, Brandon, you're up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Owen, if you can hear me in the room. Hey, Stephen, just maybe your thoughts on the game in specific context to what happened last time out against York with the crazy 3-3 finish to have a more, you know, defensive, not necessarily call it a stalemate, but a more even-keeled match compared to last time out.
Yeah, I mean, you might argue that there were more chances in this game, but I think the conditions had a lot to do with the last game. No doubt about that. It's a grass pitch. Mud started to develop, so that's probably was the biggest factor. Today, you know, both... The teams are now so familiar with each other, playing with each other so often. It's becoming, you know, a sort of waiting for that error to occur and trying to pounce on it.
Appreciate it, Stephen. Congratulations on the point and good luck against Montreal.
Thank you very much.
We're good. Steve,
sweet.
To go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Thank
appreciate
you.
The time.
Thank you very much.
Safe journey back home. Yeah.